Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, doctor, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. I'm going to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And why is there so much illusion in the world today? Well, it's basically because of the fact that we watch television, and television can sell us almost anything. They can sell us cars. They can sell us various types of medications and health food products. Television has a tremendous impact on our mind, and certainly far more so than radio. Television can influence the way that you feel. Well, I guess this morning, Chuck Untersee, he and his wife had been making television advertisements, video advertisements for a long time for the establishment. They were getting ready to retire, but Chuck had been researching what was going on in America. And after having all sorts of three-ring visors filled full of information about what was going on, he decided that he and his wife were going to put together a video to try to save America, to let the American people know the truth about what's going on. And they did that. In fact, they put together a number of videos. I've seen the first one. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. We watched it last Saturday. Had a tremendous emotional reaction, and I shall have to admit that I had tears in my eyes, as did my wife, after we finished watching this powerful presentation describing what's going on today. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. It's a video you'll want to watch, and you'll want to get other people to watch. Chuck Untersee, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. San. I want to tell you that after your show last night with Anita, she was really upbeat because of the reception and the fact that you were talking to her about it. We've just rolled it out recently, and of course we're both really pleased that you were in it and that we were able to do it.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how it was that you came to make this video, Behold a Pale Horse?
Well, we were in the film business. We're from Texas, but we spent 22 years in the LA area. We lived in Malibu for a long time and generally in that area and doing national TV commercials. And we left there in 04 because I had a feature film I had written about the Civil War, Texas and the Civil War, and we had it funded, and we were going to, spend a couple, 3 years working on that. And when Obama was installed in 08, the investors became nervous about where the world was going and decided to put it on hold. And, you know, I don't mean this to sound mystical, but essentially we were just sort of stunned because we'd spent 3 years getting it to that point, spent a lot of our own money on it, and suddenly it went away. So I sort of shouted at the heavens as to, you know, why do you give us this ability and then not allow us to carry it through? And I just sensed that I should tell the story. Excuse me. And at that point, it really wasn't clear to me what that meant. I pondered it for a few days, but then realized for at least a year before that time, I had been collecting information in three-ring books, notebooks, about all the issues, various issues, looming issues of the New World Order. And I say at that time because Anita really wasn't on board at that particular time.
Anita's your wife.
No one would listen. You know, we all have friends and family now even that glaze over, and no one would listen or pay attention. So I then connected the dots of tell the story. And since that's what we know how to do is make film, we got to it.
And you spent almost 3 years putting together the footage, didn't you?
Well, yeah, it took so long that when we finally sent it to you, you forgot about it. But it had probably been a year and a half since we'd been out there to film. But, yeah, it began as a one film, one-time effort, which we thought would take about a year, and it would be 9 or 10 people interviewed. And I always, even early on, wanted to make it a film that was different than some documentaries in that there were historical reenactments and so on, just to try and take the edge off of so many people talking about intense issues. But as it unfolded, and as it always does when you open Pandora's box about these global issues, it just got bigger and bigger, because peeling away the layers, you realize very quickly that it's basically unending. And as you said, when we were there filming, it is obviously a spiritual battle, but even more so, something that I never forgot. You said it is so complex, it meaning the issues at hand, so complex, so all-encompassing, so overwhelmingly complete as far as the world, that the human mind could not conceive of it. And the worse things get and the more I learn about it, it's self-evident that it's not just another phase of the bad guys suppressing the good guys. I think it is. I think we are experiencing the end times. I think it is spiritual warfare. And yet, I don't believe that we're to just roll over and pretend it'll all go away as long as we keep going to church. I think that we are charged with resisting tyranny. So we decided to do what we can do, which is make film. And I believe that everyone, no matter how great or well, can bring something to the process of tyranny. It could be licking stamps for someone who's the new Thomas Paine. It can be anything.
Amen. Will you hang on there, Chuck? We'll be back in just a moment with Chuck and others.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, here, our guest this morning, Chuck Understate, we're talking about his a new DVD. It's just out. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. And, of course, he's interviewed almost all of the leading spokesmen for the cause of freedom in America. And it's amazing, as I went down and watched the people, how many of them we've had on our program, whether it be Michael Shaw, Dr. Kaufman, Joan Vionne, Catherine Albrecht. I mean, so many of the people we know are there, and some of them will be in subsequent films that weren't in the first film, but they'll be in the others. And this is more than just a lot of talking heads, because there's a couple of people we didn't know, General Boykin, Lieutenant General Boykin, begins the program. Of course, the moderator is Charlie Dawkins. Is that, what's his name?
He's well known. Charlie singer. Daniels.
Chuck Daniels.
Since we did commercials for years, national commercials, we knew how corporate entities will stumble all over themselves to hire celebrities to, you know, pitch their product, whatever that is, because American people are, who are at least focused on mainstream media, will believe that if a celebrity says something, it has to be true, therefore they'll buy it. Well, we didn't want it to be so crass as that, but we knew the principle of having a celebrity, especially an Americana sort of icon, to express or carry the theme, the thread of the story through the various people we interviewed. So we looked and looked and looked. I won't mention any names, but I can tell you that not very many celebrities will stand up. They're all worried about their career and looking over their shoulder. And I began to follow Charlie Daniels' blog on his website, charliedanielsband.com, and it's called The Soapbox. And every day he posts amazing tirades against the inequity that we face. And so I began to try and figure out how to get in touch with him, and it took months, and finally we did. And his manager said, I sent the script, and his manager said that he, Charlie, you know, had not been well for a while, and he just wanted to focus on his music, and he wasn't taking on any project. But he would give it to him. So he did give it to him. And 2 days later, he called me. He said, I'm going to be in San Antonio. I want to talk to you. So I went over, and we had a good meeting. Anita and I went. And he said he loved the project and be in Nashville in 2 weeks. So we packed up and went and filmed for several days. And it's, you know, the rest is history. But the interesting part is he was, of course, being a musician, he wanted to bring something musical to it, and he wrote an original theme for it, which is, of course, titled Behold a Pale Horse, but the lyrics are amazing, and so that, we hope, will really go viral and you know, help people become aware of it.
Well, it's very, very professionally, very skillfully done. And it just simply talks about what's really going on today. The fact that there are powerful forces working behind the scenes intent upon destroying our land and bring about this one world government. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, many of our leaders have no loyalty to America. They're subversive. There's treasonous acts being carried out. And they're moving us away from freedom. And, of course, in the process, they're going to destroy everything here, financially, morally, everything that makes life worthwhile. And this is beautifully brought out by all of the various speakers. Michael Shaw does a great job talking about it, the agenda for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. It's being enforced. Most Americans never heard of it. If they have, they just sort of shrug as if it's unimportant, but it's vitally important. The other side knows exactly what they're doing. They just don't want us to know. Well, our telephone number here is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, our guest is Chuck Undersea, who actually, along with his wife, produced the Hold a Pale Horse, film one, and of course there are going to be two more coming up down the line. When will these other films be available, Chuck?
Well, we begin, everything is filmed, and we begin editing again first part of September, and I hope to have the other two parts of the trilogy, each about an hour and a half long, finished by the election. Now, I don't mean to imply that they will make a difference in the election, because I don't believe anything will, but that's just the time frame. And I think the time is great, because we were frustrated that we couldn't get it done much sooner, 3.5 years ago, but I think, you know, all things in God's time, and the fact that we were able to get it rolled out at this particular time is probably the perfect timing, because people are more stirred up and more focused about politics, the people who don't know, than they would be other times, at other times. So I think that helps in opening the door and opening people's minds. And so I'm struggling to get it out as quickly as I can, and hopefully by November. However, all the issues that we address in the film have a long shelf life, like Agenda 21. It really hasn't got a whole lot to do with the election, because we all know it really is pointless. But it will be viable in terms of the subject matter long after the election.
Amen to that. Well, of course, again, the film is Behold a Pale Horse. Why did you pick that title?
Well, I have to make a confession to your audience, and I do to anyone that listens, and that is, my own evolution or journey in this process has been, you know, unfolding as it does for everyone, and I really wasn't that focused on any of these issues until about 05, and I began to quickly pick up speed, but I had never been aware of William Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse book, and really wasn't aware of him, so it really had nothing to do with that, and I purely based it on the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and the end times as illustrated in the Book of Revelation. And it seemed to me that there was just such a direct correlation, with what is happening and that darkness which will spread and how it is described in Revelation. So I just thought it would, and of course that's public domain.
And of course the quotation comes from Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed short behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population by the sword and by famine and by pestilence and death. And the pale horse certainly signifies the crisis that is upon us today, ladies and gentlemen, the crisis that's here. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. The film's only been out for a few weeks. We just watched it ourselves. What sort of response are you getting to the film?
Well, I can tell you that everywhere that, you know, the issue of any independent film is getting it to the public and distribution, but we didn't want to go a route that you just hopefully would find a distributor, which is not that easy anyway, but because it could just so easily get lost in the shuffle. But we want this to be a grassroots effort, and we have some pretty unique ideas that we're working on. In fact, as early as next week, you should be able to stream it in high def without buffering off of our website, which is beholdapalehorse.tv. But the unique part of that is the icon, which you would press to stream it, pay for play. I think it's, I don't remember what it's going to be. It's around $4. But that icon can be applied to our Facebook, and anyone who likes us can move that icon around, and then it begins to be, it sort of eats its way through the social media. And that, is a pretty tremendous concept because it'll take on a life of its own. And then the other thing we're working on is also two other things also unique. We will have a page up, shortly on our website, that explains how we can support people who want to show it in local theaters. We've had it in a theater. It looks great. And we will support people by technical mentoring on how to go to a theater, how to rent the theater, how to make it into an event. We had it here where we are, and Sheriff Mack came and spoke afterward. And basically, you can recoup the cost of renting the theater through ticket sales, and we would support it by selling DVDs wholesale, so then there's really no cost. And you probably even make a profit, so if it's for an organization or whatever. But whoever is a local activist can then show it in small-town theaters, and I think that could really catch on. We've already got several people doing it. And the third thing is we're working the key line. There were so many poignant moments in it in terms of things that people said. For instance, Charlie Daniels said, "Let's ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's." So we're using that as our sort of advertising tagline and taking that and making a page, or the third concept is a page on our website where we want to find really on fire activists, somebody, several to one, in every state, who will take the ball and run with it and have showings like the theater, or like one guy took it to a video rental place and gave them several copies and said, "Here, just rent it out." And it's really started growing. So creative ideas on how to get it out to people. And we will have conference calls nationally with people that want to do that. We've already got somebody in Oklahoma, Colorado, California, Pennsylvania, and we're just barely started this. So I think the answer to our national problem is grassroots, and I think the answer to really rolling this out is But it seems to really, really get people going, because I designed it not to be in your face, but to at least part one is sort of a primer for the uninitiated, and everybody has friends and family who still roll their eyes and glaze over. Well, we had it shown recently in Tennessee at a golf club. You know, that whole group of people that play golf, you might not think would be interested, but there were 100 people there. There was a retired 4-star general and a retired Army and a retired 3-star Marine Corps general who spoke about it. And it just, now they want to do it again. So I think it can evolve like that. And again, part one is meant to be, and probably to people that are totally aware, sort of a pablum, because you know these issues, but to people that don't know it, it's a revelation. But part two and part three are ramped up. It's a lot more intense.
Well, it really is. It has a tremendous emotional appeal. It's well worthwhile. And you'll see Joel Skousen there. You'll see Jerry Saletti, Sydney, very, very demonstrative in his presentation, talking about the fact that America financially is on the brink of destruction, ladies and gentlemen. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its finances, and that's exactly what they intend. And this book tells you who, or this DVD tells you who, the are. Well, we have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to make a comment, and I'll hang up and listen for the guest's response. And just to suggest that anybody can put this on Access TV and have quite an audience without having the overhead of, you know, movie theaters and things like that, although I think that's a good way to go, too. But there's all kinds of ways of getting this out to the masses, and I just wanted to suggest Access TV. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. And what are your thoughts on that, Chuck?
Well, I think that's a great idea, and it's that kind of brainstorming which we're looking for with this Let's Ride, Boys, We Need a Thousand Paul Revere's concept, where we're calling it the Paul Revere Riders, and we're going to formally organize that to have somebody in every state. And if he could email us at info@beholdapalehorse.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment and get that address once again.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And our guest this morning Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Chuck Undersea, this is a powerful weapon, ladies and gentlemen. We need a weapon of this sort to reach people across America, and Chuck and his wife, Anita, have done a tremendous job of the video, Behold a Pale Horse, and we'll be carrying it. Hopefully we'll have our supply in the next day or two. But Chuck, how can people get in touch with you and your efforts? And what is the email? Is there a telephone number to call? Go ahead, get some information out.
It's Anita is basically handling all incoming inquiries like that, and the person that just called had a great idea. I hadn't actually thought about that. I'm not that familiar with Access TV. I will backtrack 1 second and say that one reason we thought the theater thing was good because you can turn it into an event, and there's nothing like going to a theater and seeing something on a big screen compared to, you know, at home on a computer or something. But Access TV is another great idea. But it's info@beholdapalehorse.us.
info@beholdapalehorse.us. Is that right, or .us?
.us. info@beholdapalehorse.us.
All right, fine. Is there a telephone number yet?
Not. We're getting one assigned to the project, but not yet, so that's really the best way.
All right, fine. When you get the telephone number, you let us know. But info@beholdapalehorse.net. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And certainly, it starts out with Lieutenant General Boykin. And most generals are not going to do this sort of thing, but he comes forward and he does a wonderful job of just pointing out all the inconsistencies of what's going on in our society and the very real danger to America. But why don't you pick up the story and tell us about some of the various items in the film, Chuck?
Well, in reference to General Boykin, I've gotten to know him pretty well since we filmed, and again, like Charlie, as a celebrity, very few people at high level will stand up because either A, they're part of the problem, or B, they're worried about their career, and he does that and then some, and he's not just any general. He was a three-star general, Army. He was the commander in Mogadishu in the event that became the movie Black Hawk Down. He captured Noriega. He was involved in the special operations team that went after Pablo Escobar. He was commander of all special forces. I mean, he's a major guy. And yet he says clearly in the film opening, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Christian. And he goes forth from there explaining what he had studied for so many years in special forces, and that is communist insurgencies. And then we found a lady from Romania who had experienced living under communism, who's kind of his counterpoint. But, you know, there were so many people that said so many things, I can't even calculate it all quickly. But Charlie said, for instance, I'm not going to let these scumbags steal my country. I'm in a fight to the finish. Or when he said, let's ride, boys, we need 1,000 Paul Revere's. We got a guy to be Washington who is a Baptist preacher, by the way, but he has done Washington. It's an amazing resemblance. But he's done Washington in a 10-part miniseries for History Channel called The Revolution as Washington. But we filmed a lot of scenes where it emulates historical events, like, for instance, when he kneels to pray by his horse. And in that one, that scene, he kneels to pray, but we used the voiceover from Edwin Vieira, where he says, they put patriotism ahead of profit, and we are unjust beneficiaries of that because we don't put into the defense of what they gave us 1/10 of the effort they made in giving it to us. And that's with Washington kneeling by his horse at the little country church behind him. Or we filmed a reenactment of Washington crossing the Delaware. And the one I'm really proud about because of its point, but of course it was also fun to shoot, we filmed at the movie set for the Alamo, the most recent Alamo feature film, and did a reenactment of Travis, Colonel Travis, drawing the line in the sand. Because to me, that's the point, and that's the culmination of the story, really. And Travis turns to the camera at the last minute and says, and now it's time for all Americans to draw their line in the sand. And it gives a lot of production value and interest, but obviously it's the point. And, you know, we Anita and I live off, totally off the grid. We use a well and wood stove and believe it or not, some solar, but kerosene light in a very remote area. And we just really enjoy it because it's peaceful. And we get up in the morning, everything's so idyllic, and you hear roosters crowing and horses come up, and the cows come up. And I've come outside countless times through the process of those last 3 years and think, you know, I really just don't want to know about all this. But another one of those profound moments in the film was Michael Bednarik, who said, once you know, you can never not know. And that's the turning point that we have to make with the American people. They have to know. And then whatever they do, you know, we've done our job. But I believe that the country is still full of the people that tamed the West and created the American Revolution. And once they know, they will not put up with it. But their eyes have been blinded by propaganda. And in a big sense, we've been so successful for so many years that many people just don't want to know. But once they really realize what's at stake and what they're losing, I mean, we live in the land of the good old boys here in Texas, and I'm one of them. And I believe that once so many of these people, the salt of the earth, Americana people who are Christian and conservative and so on, but just have bought into the, you know, the propaganda of what you hear in the national media, I just cannot believe that they would side with the dark side. And that's my hope.
Well, it is my hope as well. My number is 877-254-7524. The film is Behold a Pale Horse. You need to get it. You need to watch it. Believe me, you'll never look at the world quite through the same eyes again. It's very well done, very skillfully done, very powerfully done. And, of course, it's hope that it will touch the lives of many, many people, and they will want to join us in this epic struggle because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose America. We're going to lose America if the American people are mobilized. There are not very many people on the other side in the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they are there, and they hold the reins of power in every aspect of our society, from banking to corporations to many people within the military, the educational system, our churches, within both political parties, within the media. They control America, and they're using our wealth to bring about this one world government. And they're sending our boys to fight in no-win wars throughout the world. We never went to Vietnam to win the war. We went there simply as a great diversion. So they bring in the great society, Medicare, Medicaid, all these wonderful welfare systems that are bankrupting us.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Chuck Uttersey, his film, Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. It's a must-see. It's something that you can utilize to get to others, to let them understand what's really happening. We're moving towards a climax in history, ladies and gentlemen, and freedom once lost will not be regained. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. Well, Chuck, you are getting the film out. What is it, about 2 weeks now? How long has the film been out?
It's been a little over a month, and it's only Anita and I pursuing it. We do have this is an example of grassroots sort of getting aflame with it. We had a man call from Atlanta who has a company, and he had just bought it online, shown it to his wife. And that was probably a month ago, and we feel our target is the faith-based community, the country music world, anybody to listen, of course, but, you know, the salt of the earth, Americana, and he represents that, and he has come up with dynamic issues or ideas on how to promote it, and is fully immersed in it, and wants not a penny. He's just on fire to make it work. And so, you know, I think it's just going to take a little while to jumpstart, but I think when it catches, it'll be like a fire with a high wind. And, you know, I'm a retired Army officer, and neither Anita or I are fearless, but we act in spite of fear. And I think that if we all could just get out of our comfort zone and do something, and having nothing to do with pale horse or having to do with pale horse, but to show the flag, to make a presence that is irrefutable to those in power, we can turn this around. I'm basically an optimist, but I do believe America's under judgment. General Boykin says America's under judgment several times in the film, as do you and other people. But I think we all need to, and this has nothing to do with patriotism because I spent 22 years in the Army, but we all need to quit running around waving the flag and saying God bless America, because God has blessed America, and what we need to be saying is bless God, America, because look what we've done with abortion, with being the scourge of the earth, and it's not the people, it's the government. People everywhere, I doubt if the people of Syria, the man in the street, or Iran want to go to war, or Israel, are certainly here. It's always the government. And so we need to ask God's forgiveness and have God bless us by us blessing God. And, you know, it's so typical of a sense of entitlement to always say, God bless America. Well, he did bless America, and look what we did with it. But I think we just can no longer take any of this for granted. We're at the we're at the threshold.
Well, I'm.
And you know, one other. Let me just say one other thing about the Alamo. At the end of that movie, Billy Bob Thornton, the battle's over. Billy Bob Thornton is on his knees, his arms tied behind his back, and he's surrounded by Santa Ana soldiers and his general staff in Santa Ana. And Santa Ana says to Billy Bob Thornton, who is portraying Davy Crockett, "Well, Mr. Crockett, I've heard a lot about you and your exploits, so what do you have to say for yourself now?" And Billy Bob or Davy Crockett looked at him and studied him for a long time and said, "General, I must tell you that you're surrounded, and I will accept your surrender." So, you know, we just have to spit in their eye.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful film. Many people have given their lives for the freedom we've enjoyed. And the question is, what are we willing to do today to try to reclaim that freedom? And, of course, I'm constantly reminded of what you'll find there in the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Certainly this, if all the buildings in Washington, the Jefferson Memorial is the most beautiful. And there behind this great white statue of Thomas Jefferson, engraved in the marble, the white marble, is this statement: "God, who gave his life, gave his liberty." Can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those are the words of Thomas Jefferson, one of the founders of our country, and certainly a man of great intellect who valued freedom above all and hoped we would be able to maintain it here. But he saw, even in his day, that, of course, the people of America were turning against God. And as he said, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." We have a caller. Who's calling in?
We're calling in from Jefferson County, Colorado, and we agree exactly what you're saying. As a matter of fact, the National Rifle Association phoned our number. There's three of us at two separate residences, and we want to get to your website. We'll send you information. We got something going on at the U.S. Joint.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dan. He was giving out information. He's not allowed to give out information like that. Callers can't do that.
All right, fine. All right, very good. Well, anyway, sorry I can't get that information out from the caller, but I appreciate so much his calling, and I hope he'll get hold of this film and certainly utilize it to educate people. Chuck, you got about a minute to wrap up the program.
Well, I'll reflect back on something in General Boykin's book, Never Surrender. In Mogadishu, again, when they made the movie Black Hawk Down from that incident, when he captured one of the warlords, he said, "You cannot win because my God is bigger." And of course, they were officially politically correct gaffes all the way to the White House. But he's like Patton. He's his mind. And we all have to begin to do that. And we have to ask ourselves, where are our Patton, our Lee, our Washington?
God bless. Thanks so much, Chuck. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, and the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Major Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly the video, Behold a Pale Horse, is available, and you can get that from our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, and it is a great DVD, not because I'm in it, but because so many of the people that you hear on our programs, of course, Joan Bion has certainly passed away, Catherine Albrecht certainly is recovering from cancer, but she's doing a great job in this video, and of course, Joel Scouse and Jerry Salenti is there, we've had him on. Sydney, you go down the line, Michael Kaufman is there, Sydney, Michael Shaw, so many of the people you've heard on my radio programs, and they occur there regularly, are in this video, and then many other people that you haven't heard before, they do a magnificent job, but ordinarily it's a video with a lot of interviews, it is not that powerful, but this one is. Because there's a lot of reenactments in it, a lot of patriotism, a lot of the things you know, a lot of those things that will motivate people, hopefully, to become involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to get the film, the DVD, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and it's something that you can use and we need to get out. And right now, people are concerned about what's going on because of the upcoming election. They don't understand that the Brotherhood of Darkness is running both political candidates. They control both the Republicans and the Democrats. And you go to the polls to vote for the candidate of their choice, not of your choice. So, and then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD. We hope that you'll get Betty Martini's film on aspartame, Rosalind Peterson's film on geoengineering, going into the background of how they're poisoning the water and poisoning the food and poisoning certainly the air that we breathe and poisoning our children. Geoengineering, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And then, of course, Michael Shaw's excellent DVD on Agenda 21, my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, they've already killed or prevented the birth of several billion people. That's not million, that's billion. And they intend to kill billions more, which is why they're suppressing treatments for cancer, why they're putting things into our food that promote cancer. They know what they're doing. And you will, too, after you've watched the film. The DVD, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget, we're having an all-day conference on the 21st of October here in the central coast of California in Aptos at the Seascape Inn, where we have it every year. And we always have a contingent from Colorado. We do hope we'll have another one. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 to make your reservations. And if you want to get a room at a special reduced rate, They are available until the 20th of September. And after that, well, you're on your own. But give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. I think you'll find this year's conference even better than the last ones. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder,